This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives. We want to get his thoughts today as congressional Republicans rolled out their pledge to America, explaining what exactly a Republican majority in the House of Representatives would focus on if given that privilege by voters in this year's midterm elections. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be back with you.
What message above anything else did you want to get across to voters?
Oh, I think it's that there are people here in Washington who are listening to the American people and their concerns and anger and their angst and, frankly, their fear about the future of our country. What we have done over the last 6 to 8 months specifically, but certainly since January of 2009, we have been listening to the concerns and fears of our constituents and those in districts that are being represented by people that, frankly, aren't representing their constituents but representing the leadership on the other side. And what they say is that we need solutions that we recognize as being founded in fundamental American principles. And what we did was listen and then reduced it to a document and said, well, this is what we've heard. This is what we pledge to you that we will do if we're given the privilege of leading once again.
Now, this is a framework more than a details package, but let's go over some of the biggest issues. Obviously, the economy is first and foremost on the radar screen for voters and for candidates in this year's midterm elections. When it comes to taxes and spending, in a nutshell, what's the promise to voters?
Well, the promise is we will get back to pre-bailout and pre-stimulus levels of spending immediately. The amount of spending coming out of Washington right now is unconscionable and reckless for the future of our country, and we believe that we ought to get back to a responsible level overnight and can do so. The $1.4 trillion in deficit spending in each year over the last two is just not able to be continued and allow us to remain viable as a country. Secondly, in terms of taxes, we believe, as the American people do, that raising taxes on any American at a time of economic challenge is just the wrong thing to do. And so we will commit to not raising taxes on any American.
Congressman, talk a little bit more about spending, of course, because that's one of the reasons why the Democrats were able to win in 2006, is a perception that Republicans weren't exercising fiscal discipline. What will look different, in addition to going back to 2008 spending levels, what will look different about how Republicans approach taxpayer dollars?
Well, a great question, because I get it all the time back home, and people say, well, how are you going to be different than you were before? And the fact of the matter is there were many of us who were objecting to the amount of spending in the previous administration. But the important numerical that people need to remember is that the annual deficits in the last administration are now monthly deficits in this administration. So the $150 to $200 billion that was the average in the previous administration deficit for a year is now what happens every month in this administration. That is spending $150 to $200 billion more dollars than we take in. And we just can't continue that. So we will decrease the overall spending, and then we will also commit to bringing to the House floor for a vote every single week something specific that will decrease spending or decrease end a program that is either redundant or duplicative, branching off of the UCUT program that we started nearly a year ago.
One of the things that's also part of this pledge to America, which I think a lot of people find interesting, is that each piece of legislation under Republican leadership would need to show its constitutionality, whether the Constitution prescribes it or doesn't specifically prescribe against it. How exactly would that work?
Well, so many folks across this great land believe that Washington has overstepped its bounds to a huge degree, and we would agree. And so in order to try to get folks back to those foundational principles and the things that made us great, we think it's important that for every bill that comes to the floor, that it cite where in the Constitution that the federal government, that the Congress of the United States, has the authority, if this bill were adopted, to do what the bill says it's going to do. And that answers the question for the American people that say, why on earth is the federal government doing, and then you fill in the blank, whether it's owning automobile companies or determining whether or not students are able to go to a particular school that they want to based upon the student loans that the government has taken over, and on and on and on. And especially in the area of healthcare, as a physician, I know that the American people are irate about the kind of intervention that they have seen by this federal government, by this administration, and by Speaker Pelosi and her folks into the practice of medicine.
Good lead-in. Obviously, healthcare, a major issue this past year. We're actually at about the six-month mark since that bill was passed, and we'll get into some of the impacts of that in just a moment. But in terms of the Republican agenda, I know repeal and replace has kind of been the mantra, and repeal is part of this package. What can you tell listeners and voters about what the replacement part would specifically include?
Yeah, I think the line that I'd like to remind folks about in this pledge is the preserving the physician-patient relationship. And the reason that that's important is that that is the key to the quality of health care that we enjoy. And that is patients and families and doctors making clinical medical decisions, not bureaucrats from Washington. And so there are a number of pieces of legislation that we'll be championing and pushing forward to try to make certain that pledge is honored. And they include making certain that individuals' clinical decisions are made between patients and families and doctors, that pre-existing illnesses and injuries don't price individuals out of the market, that people don't lose their insurance if they change their job or they lose their job, that we address the whole issue of lawsuit abuse. You can't be serious about health reform if you're not serious about lawsuit abuse reform. And then we've got to do something in the area of coverage. It is imperative that those individuals who desire to have health coverage out there are able to, in an affordable manner, access the kind of health coverage that they want for themselves and their family, not that the government wants for them.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who, as you just heard, is also a practicing physician. And Congressman, this Pledge to America is being introduced at the same time that some of the provisions of the new health care laws are taking effect. And these are some of the provisions that don't cost a lot of money and for the most part seem to be relatively popular, including no limits on how long your policy would last. A lot of people like this allowing your kids to stay on your policy till age 26, and some of these other provisions which are taking effect, pre-existing conditions for kids and so forth. Now, of course, Democrats are asking, well, if you want to repeal the bill, that means you also want to repeal these things. How do you respond to that?
No, these things are perfectly appropriate, but they're appropriate in a manner between individuals and the folks who provide the coverage to have the federal government dictating what ought to be included in a health insurance plan is absolute and utter nonsense. And it was driven home again this week by a new report that's out, a clinical report, a scientific report, that says that a certain study may not be terribly effective in stemming a certain disease, but that study is required under the health bill. The problem that we have right now is that politicians here in Washington believe they know more about what patients should be able to access in terms of health care than patients and families and doctors. And that's simply wrong. It's flawed logic. It can never keep up the quality of health care that we have because we don't act quickly here in Washington. We either respond to a crisis or we do nothing at all, and neither one of those are helpful for patients.
Congressman, last 30 seconds. If there's a Republican majority when it's issues of spending or taxes or health care or some of the other things in this pledge, how much common ground do you think is available between you and the administration, or will it pretty much be going at loggerheads till 2012?
Oh, I sure hope there's a lot. I tell you, that the answer to that question really, though, lies in the heart and the mind of the President of the United States. He has to decide whether or not he wants to work together positively on behalf of the American people or whether he wants to campaign for another 2 years. And frankly, we don't know the answer to that. He's never been confronted with that kind of question. So I urge the President to take the former track, and that is to work positively to solve the remarkable challenges that we have as a country.
Well, the Pledge to America is out there, and we'll see if voters give you that chance and then put that question before the president in just a few weeks. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price, also a practicing physician, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.